11:30 and this is Ken Guy with LBC News. And first a look at the headlines. Libya has raised the posted price for crude oil to more than $18 a barrel from tomorrow. This is the highest price ever known on world markets. Nigeria has also announced a price rise for her oil from $8 to $14 a barrel. First returns in the Israeli general election indicate that Prime Minister Golda Meir's Labour coalition vote is slightly down on 1969 figures, while support for the opposition Likud parties is up. The Marks and Spencer president, Mr. Joseph Seif, is maintaining satisfactory progress in the Middlesex Hospital, but he's still in the intensive care unit. Meanwhile, the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine has claimed responsibility for shooting Mr. Seif. The TUC General Secretary, Mr. Len Murray, has called on the government to get Britain moving again. In his New Year speech, criticising the three-day working week, he said the government's attitude was stopping the wheels of our factories turning. In Belfast, police have released the name of a soldier shot and killed this afternoon. He was 23-year-old Alan Doherty of the 2nd Battalion Scots Guards. He was the 250th person killed in Northern Ireland in 1973. Now the London news. With the traditional big crowds expected in Trafalgar Square to see the new year in, extra police and ambulance men are standing by in case of any emergency. The ambulance brigade has an officer in an emergency control vehicle in the square, and he'll be liaising with a police control unit. And the fire brigade say they won't be driving through the area, thus avoiding the crowds. In Belgrade, an appeal has been made against the 4-year prison sentences imposed on two London plane spotters earlier this year. From Belgrade, here's Roy Gutman with the details.
As Yugoslavs celebrate the new year with 2 days of revelry, two young Londoners in a Sarajevo prison cell are putting their hopes in an appeal against their 4-year sentences. Paul Mason of Twickenham and Robert Curtis of Mortlake, both plane spotters, were found guilty by a Sarajevo military court of espionage. They have now launched their appeal. Possibly they did uncover some classified military information, but nothing in their trial 4 weeks ago proved that they were doing this for a foreign organization, it said. Their attorney, who prepared the appeal, said it might take up to 6 weeks before it is heard, and this could be in a closed session. And even if it fails, there is always the hope of a pardon by Yugoslav President Tito. For LBC, this is Roy Gutman of Reuters in Belgrade.
There was little further news on the future of the Centrepoint block tonight, following the annual meeting of Mr. Harry Hyam's company Oldham Estate in London. Our economics correspondent says that shareholders got little joy in their anxiety to find out more about the company's future, particularly in view of the new government budget measures designed to curb property speculation. Even questions about the intriguing investments in Belgium, believed to run into millions, were parried with the usual Hyam's panache. A Labour councillor has resigned as acting agent for the prospective Labour candidate for Hornchurch in Essex because he disagrees with the candidate's views. Councillor Jack Hoppelman resigned because he believes the candidate, Alan Williams, is too moderate and won't, as he put it, make a fighting politician. Mike Stewart asked him to explain the reasons for his resignation.
I disagree with him, I think, on industrial relations, on nationalisation, on NATO, is strengthening of ties with United States, you name it, and I think that's just about, you know, and then there might be some minor ones.
What do you expect to achieve by your resignation? It's just a personal resignation?
For me, yeah, you know, I think in politics the most important thing is personal integrity, and I would be doing myself an injustice, I think, if I helped get him elected, because I just don't agree with what he's saying. And I think there are other more candidates that I would sooner see elected, and I would go and work as hard as possible for one of those.
Councillor Jack Hoppelman. Clergymen from Methodist and Anglican denominations joined Jewish housewives demonstrating in Bromley today against Soviet persecution of Jews. The housewives are members of the South London Women's Campaign for Soviet Jewry, who held an exhibition of conditions Soviet Jews face after applying for exit visas to Israel. The exhibition was held in the Bromley Methodist Church, where demonstrators gathered a petition of 500 names, which local church clergymen will pass on to the Soviet ambassador in London later this week. A former wartime airfield at Wisley to the southwest of London is to revert to its former use as agricultural land. This follows the decision of the Earl of Lytton to exercise his right as successor to the former owner to repurchase the airfield. Since the war, Wisley Airfield, which is being sold by the Ministry of Defence, has been used to test purposes, or for test purposes, by the British Aircraft Corporation, which has a factory at nearby Weybridge. And that's the news. Our next bulletin at 12:30.
Hello and welcome back to this special New Year's Eve edition of the Fox Francis radio programme. The time is 24 and a half minutes before the hour of midnight, and at midnight we see in a brand new year, the end of 1973, old Father Time totters out in the shape of Tony Fox, and a brand new year comes tottering in.
Do I throw the streamers yet? Do I throw them yet? I've got a handful of streamers here. I just want to know. I really am all keyed up for the moment.
That was Tony Fox, a practicing gynecologist and bird fancier. And now we go on with our next record. This is Little Jimmy Osmond with Tweedledee.
Little Jimmy Osmond, that 48-year-old midget that time, knee-hopped to a grass hire, and what? Stuart's gone. You've gone completely, haven't you?
I almost fell off chair with excitement for that load of drivel.
Uh-huh.
Good heavens, that was Little Jimmy. The Osmonds. It was the year of the Osmonds, wasn't it?
I mean, definitely.
You're a micro-bopper.
Thank you. I am the founder member of the Little Jimmy Osmond fan club.
Yes, really?
Definitely.
I
love the little fella.
I tell you what, I'll catch you out here. What other... I beg your pardon. What other hits did the Osmonds have?
Let's look back.
There's Marie Osmond, who had...
Paper Roses.
Paper Roses.
They had Let Me In, didn't they? Hit quite recently.
Donnie was still going strong, selling millions.
Yes. Oh, they had hundreds. They've done well. 10 out of 10 to the Osmonds. Tell you what, Stuart, I've just got another little news bulletin in.
No, you haven't. You've just been spending half an hour writing.
I've got another, in fact, and that is that two jigsaw puzzle fanatics were divorced today after the wife found her husband was keeping a piece on the side.
I tell you what, let's have the news for May, shall we?
Now here's the news for April 1973. Boxing. Cassius Clay's condition was satisfactory after an operation for a fractured jaw. His jaw was broken on March the 31st when the former world heavyweight boxing champion lost a fight against Ken Norton. In the Eurovision Song Contest, the French singer Anne-Marie David, representing Luxembourg, won with the song you will recognize yourself. On April the 8th, Pablo Picasso, aged 91, died in the south of France. His private art collection was donated to the French nation. An air crash on April the 10th, when an Invicta International Airlines charter plane overflew Bâle runway in a heavy snowstorm, 105 people were killed. 60 of the victims came from the village of Axbridge in Somerset. In Israel, strict security precautions were taken when the British liner QE2 left Southampton to take 600 Jews to Israel for the celebration marking 25 years since the founding of the state. British trade figures for March showed a record deficit of £197 million, nearly 2.5 times the revised deficit in February. France refused to cancel her nuclear tests in the Pacific. An RAF helicopter rescued the 4 schoolboys lost in Snowdonia during a Duke of Edinburgh Award Scheme exercise. In Somalia, a British Boeing 707 with 83 passengers was forced to land at Mogadishu for violating Somalia airspace. Danair was fined £600. In Cambodia on April the 26th, anti-government forces made a rocket attack on the airport of Phnom Penh. At least 23 civilians were killed when most of the rockets fell on crowded settlements nearby. And on April the 28th, 1973, in the United States, flooding from the Mississippi River left 10,000 people homeless. 5 states were declared disaster areas. And that's the news from April.
And as John Forrest said, that was indeed the news from April, and not the news from May. Still ahead of the times, still ahead of the times.
But listening to that, what a disastrous year it's been, isn't it?
Yes, it has. After all, Sunderland won the Cup and Crystal Palace are going down into the third division. It's definitely a terrible year.
Mm-hmm. We're forgetting about England, aren't we?
Forgetting about what?
England, out of the World Cup.
You're not going to tell me all about that, are you?
Defeated by the very brilliant, very talented Polish team.
Yes, they did. They've gone. But we still have Scotland. Scotland the brave to carry us through to the finals of the World Cup. I think perhaps what we ought to do is talk about comebacks. People who came back in 1973. People like George Best, who graced the football
there
field
were quite
of,
a few,
of Old Trafford.
Let's not forget Frank Sinatra.
No, let's not forget Frank Sinatra.
I mean, he made his comeback quite recently.
You must have a reason for saying that.
After so brashly saying goodbye last year with an absolutely terrific performance at, where was it, the Albert Hall or somewhere, wasn't it?
Yes, I think it was.
He came back again this year.
He's been doing this research, this boy.
Tell you what, should we have a little piece of music from Frank?
Why not?
Well, let's have something from his latest album.
That I was leaving, but I just couldn't say goodbye. It was only self-deceiving to walk away from someone who means everything in life to you. I've learned and I've come back to stay. Let me try again. Let me try again. Think of all we had before. Let me try. Let me try again. such a fool to doubt you, to try to go it all alone. There's no sense to life without you. Now all I do is just exist and think about the chance I've missed. To beg is not an easy task, but
well, the very talented Frank Sinatra with a track off his new album to mark his return back in the song world once again, and that was one called Let Me Try Again.
And comebacks, still more comebacks. I think perhaps, and seriously now, I think perhaps one of the nicest comebacks of the year came in the sport world when Colin Milburn, after suffering a tragedy losing one eye, came back onto the cricket field. And I think cricket is probably one of the most difficult games in the world to play. And he came back and not only took a few wickets, but also scored one or two 50s in the year. So I think that was one of the happier notes and one of the happier
not
comebacks.
Bad. Not
also
bad.
Another comeback, the Burton marriage came back once again.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to know who else got married? I'll tell you who else got married. Tell me one person who got married in 1973.
Thinks. There were so many. You tell
Princess
me.
Princess
Anne. Oh, forgot all about that.
What?
Forgot all about that. Stuart, let's have a quick look at the clock and see how long we've got to go. We haven't got long left of 1973. In fact, I make it exactly 14 minutes left to go before 1973 becomes 74.
Exactly 14 minutes. And when Tony Fox said it's exactly 14 minutes to midnight, he meant, in fact, it was 14 minutes to midnight. So if you were actually synchronising your watches about 15 seconds ago, you would have had them exactly right to be able to come into the new year with LBC. More of that later. We have a man in Trafalgar Square. John Forrest has gone out there to face the elements and the people jumping in and out of the fountains. And I think it's about time we found out exactly what is happening over there at Trafalgar Square as we're getting pretty close to midnight now. Let's go over now to John Forrest.
Yes, indeed, Stuart, and what's happening indeed? I wish I could tell you. All I can really say is I'm surrounded by thousands of people. I've never seen so many people in my life. I should explain, it's the first time I've been in London on New Year's Eve. Now, there's all sorts of things, as you can imagine, happening in Trafalgar Square tonight. Get off my microphone. We'll get you to sing a song in a minute. This is an impromptu song. I might say there's been every song sung here tonight, from You'll Never Walk Alone to Maybe Because I'm a Londoner. The one song, of course, that hasn't been sung yet is All Lang Syne, because, of course, it's still 1973. What can you sing for us, fellas? What can you sing for us? They're going to do a quick singer-songer for us. Go ahead and do a quick singer-songer for us, then. Let's hear a voice, to put it mildly. There's a special singer-songer for us in broadcasting, this is. And the biggest task for an LBC.
And I think there we're going to leave John Forrest.
Good. Sounds like fun, doesn't it?
Do you think he's going to get back here in a fit state?
I don't know. Do we pay the man danger money?
I should think we're going to have to. We did promise him a glass of champagne if he came back. Are you ready with the champagne, fellas?
We certainly are, Stuart.
Thank you very much,
Nick. I've got a piece of useless information. Did you know that 10% of all road accidents are
sounds
caused
by... Sounds like one of
by...
our news bulletins.
Did you know that 10% of all road accidents are caused by people who drink? So why can't those people who drink... That must mean, in fact, actually, that 90% are caused by people who don't. So why can't those non-drinkers stay off the road and give people like me a chance?
That was a joke from earlier in 1973 that Tony Fox rather enjoyed and thought he'd bring back on
it is,
the
it is,
New
it's
New
very
Year's
good,
programme.
Very good vintage. Left-hand side of the joke book.
I tell you what, it's almost time for us to go over to our next news. I've forgotten entirely where we've got to, but I'm sure our newsreader will be able to bring us up to date.
Now here's the news for May 1973. Swine disease, the swine vesicular disease epidemic, which led to the slaughter of 42,000 pigs, officially ended at midnight on May the 3rd to 4th, when restrictions were lifted from the Billington area in Yorkshire. On May the 5th, the summit of Everest was reached by an Italian expedition. In football, the FA Cup was won by Sunderland, the first time in 42 years that a team from the second division had won the cup. Rangers won the Scottish Cup at Glasgow. In France, there were demonstrations against the French government's proposed nuclear tests in the Pacific. It was announced in Washington that a special prosecutor would hold an independent inquiry into the Watergate bugging scandal. An official report published on the Staines air crash, which killed 118 people in June 1972, attributed the disaster to the ill health of pilot Captain Key and the inexperience of his co-pilot. A roof fall at Seafield Colliery Kirkcaldy Fife trapped 8 miners on the 10th of May. Rescue teams working all night failed to save the lives of 5 of the men. In eastern Bangladesh, nearly a quarter of the country was under floodwaters, which had devastated most of the rice crop. Further floods in the Sylhet district made more than 10,000 people homeless. The American Skylab Space Laboratory was launched on the 14th of May. In Northern Ireland, in Belfast, the Army's remote-controlled robot Goliath defused a bomb left in a car near City Hall. Football, the European Cup Winners' Cup, was won at Salonika by AC Milan, who beat Leeds United 1-0. And finally, in May 1973, on the 17th of May, the Paola case. Dorothy Squires, Jack Dabbs and Janie Jones were among those charged with offences connected with the promotion of records. The arrests resulted from a 2-year Scotland Yard investigation into allegations published in the News of the World. And that's the news from May 1973.
And there we are. That was indeed the news there for 1973. And that was May 1973, Cup final month and all that. I tell you what, we've got one final late score here, and that is Ajax 4, Leeds 2. And one more, Crystal Palace 2, Fairy Liquid 0. It's about the only side they're ever going to beat. I tell you, did you watch the box last night? Did you see the telly?
I saw a bit, yes, I did.
Did you see Monty Python's Flying Circus?
Never miss it.
I thought that was absolutely fantastic. The start of, do you remember the start of the programme?
Yes.
How did the start of the programme go?
Ah, ladies and gentlemen, Contiki, Ra 1, Ra 2, and now, this is Mr. and Mrs. Norris's Ford Popular.
That's the sound of Slade that time, and a song called Merry Christmas, Everybody. Better late than never. But that was also, or it's obviously going to sneak into the best-selling records of the year.
Well, it is, actually. According to various shops, that's the best-selling Christmas record for a long time, and topped by none other than Bing himself.
Bing!
Bing.
Bing!
The Crosby, shall I say it again?
Bing! Why not? It's New Year's Eve, and we're going to open the champagne shortly. I think Slade really must, although of course there's been Gary Glitter, must really have been the group of the year yet again. I mean, they really have replaced the Beatles.
Got a terrific vitality.
Well, I mean, nobody will replace the Beatles, but they've gone on from the Beatles.
No, I absolutely adore their records. I really do. Lovely stuff. Great stuff.
Fantastic. Right, now we better look at the news once again. This time we're going to take a look at the news of June 1973, and here to read the news for you is John Forrest.
Now here's the news for June 1973. On June the 1st, the wearing of crash helmets when travelling on motorcycles became compulsory. Sikh motorcyclists refused to obey the law on grounds of religion. The two Romanian cyclists who disappeared while taking part in the Round Britain milk race were given permission to stay in Great Britain for a year. In Monaco, the Monaco Grand Prix was won by Jackie Stewart, driving a Tyrrell Ford. It was Stewart's 25th victory in the World Championship race, equaling Jim Clark's record. A record crowd watched the Derby in bright sunshine. The race was won by Morstan with odds at 25-1. Astronauts Conrad and Kerwin were successful in reaching the jammed solar wings of Skylab, the space station, and releasing them with a pair of cutters. This was the first major repair ever made in outer space. And the United States launched Explorer 49, America's last scheduled moonshot in the 70s. Back on Skylab, the American astronauts set up a new endurance record of 24 days in space. Before splashdown, they went on to complete 28 days, 49 minutes of spaceflight, orbiting the Earth more than 400 times. Most of the leading male tennis players decided to boycott the Wimbledon tennis tournament in protest against the suspension of Niki Pilic, the Yugoslav tennis player. John Poulsen, the architect who was already the subject of bankruptcy proceedings, was arrested with civil servant William Pottinger on charges of corruption involving considerations valued at about £30,000. And on the 25th of June, a six-week-old baby, Christine Bullen, was taken from her pram in Bromley, Kent. The mother appealed for the return of the child, who needed special drugs three times a day. And that was the news in June 1973.
And there we had him, ace antiquated news reporter John Forrest, and also our man in Trafalgar Square. Quick little glance at the clock reveals that we're around about 3.5 minutes away from 12 o'clock midnight.
Indeed we are, and I think it's about time, actually. We had just about the best-selling record of the whole year, because we've been holding it back for quite some time. But just before we go to it, let's give everybody a really accurate LBC time check so they can set their watches. Now, we're just about approaching 3 minutes to midnight now, and now we're about 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 3 minutes to midnight now if you want to set your watches.
And here it is, the best-selling record of the year of 1973, The Sound of Dawn. Would you believe? Type a yellow ribbon.
I'm coming home. My love, she holds the key. A simple yellow
Well, it's about now 1 minute to go before the hour of midnight. Hold tight, we're heading up towards a brand new year. There we are, that's the sound of dawn that time, with Tyre Yellow Ribbon around the old oak tree. And Tony, 30 seconds to go before a brand new year. The champagne is bubbling over in the studios at the moment. Our studio audience are going absolutely frantic here. There's 20 seconds to go. Are they going to actually get the champagne open? We're waiting to go to John Forrest at Trafalgar Square. And very shortly, in fact in 10 seconds time, 1973 will be finished and we'll be going into a brand new year, Tony. Here's the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. And it's a brand new year. Happy New Year, everybody, from London Broadcasting. Oh, the champagne.
I've been absolutely soaked.
The champagne's gone and it's time for Auld Lang Syne. There we are. That's Grant Fraser there singing us into a brand new year. Happy 1974 to everybody. And I think at this point, Tony,
I've gone traditional. I've gone very traditional, actually. I've leapt out and I've dug up our tastiest-looking female engineer. I stress female.
Good
And
heavens.
I have had my kiss for 1974.
Good heavens above. That was the duty editor, Tony. You didn't have your glasses on.
It really was the tastiest female engineer on the station.
Good heavens, and he's brought back a bottle of champagne. I don't know how he does it. Seriously, though, I think we ought to take this opportunity of wishing all the London Broadcasting listeners and all the staff here at London Broadcasting a very prosperous, happy and healthy new year. And may you all have an extremely happy 1974. And may London Broadcasting live on, so we'll all be in a job. But anyway, let's go over now. Be quiet, you fools. Be quiet. I think what we ought to do now is go to Trafalgar... Whoa! And more champagne goes off here in the studios. Let's go over to John Forrest at Trafalgar Square.
Thank you very much indeed, Stuart. This is John Forrest in Trafalgar Square, and welcome to the first live LBC report, outside broadcast, for 1974. Well, however gloomy 1973 may have been and however gloomy 1974 might be, certainly there's nothing whatsoever gloomy about Trafalgar Square tonight. If you were listening at about 11:45, I was trying to do a report and got almost soaked under the mob. I must confess to honestly that I'm standing just a little outside the square at the moment, in the Strand, but the atmosphere here is just as lively as it is anywhere else, I can assure you. There's been songs. I noticed you got a kiss in the studio, Stuart, but I can warn you, if you've been down at Trafalgar Square tonight, you could have got about 5,000 of them. The atmosphere at midnight, which was some time ago now, was incredible. There were horns blowing, there were skyrockets going up in the air, balloons all over the place. I've never seen a more friendly crowd, and the gentleman here wants to wish us all Happy New Year.
Yes, Happy New Year, sir.
And there you go, you see, everybody is very joyful, and I'm wondering if traffic is ever going to flow again. One thing that impressed me tonight is the fact that everybody's been very, very friendly. There's been a few crowd stirrers who've been going around pushing water over everybody and singing football songs and all the usual things, but everybody I've met has been incredibly friendly, and what a friendly way to start off 1974. If I could get them all to cheer for you, I would, but I wouldn't dare because it's going to blow my transmitter completely. Hopefully we'll be back with a scene setter again for you from Trafalgar Square a little later on, but back now to the warmth of those champagne bottle pops and back to Stuart and Tony in the studio.
Yes, the champagne is popping here, John, and many thanks indeed for that report. Good heavens.
I think I'm going to leap down there and join him. It sounds like a lot of fun, doesn't
it?
Good morning.
Good heavens above. We've been joined by another visitor.
I've come first footing, gentlemen. First of all, I have a piece of coal. Handle it with care. There's not much of it left these days.
A piece of coal. First footing.
Very valuable stuff.
If you can charge your glasses, we have a bottle of the hard stuff, fresh from Scotland.
We have our glasses right. Ready. Well, we don't have our glasses ready.
We can soon eliminate that.
We have had, ladies and gentlemen, a first footing visit by Dennis Rickard.
Let's just
come
pour the first one out.
With a piece of coal.
Are you ready? Here we go.
The most valuable material in London at the moment.
There we go, the first one.
And a drop of scotch.
How are you, Tony?
Many thanks there, Dennis. Many thanks.
Marvellous. For you, Stuart.
Thank you very much indeed, Dennis.
And for our other guest in the corner, a wee dram.
And a wee dram.
And if I can just pour one for myself. Good. Gentlemen, a toast for New Year, 1974.
And a toast, we see our newsreader, Ken Guy.
Let's hope that all our listeners are going to join
and
us
let's
in
charge
this toast.
Our glasses.
Having a wee totty.
Charge our glasses to wish all our listeners to LBC a very happy and a very prosperous New Year, and also to couple that to our colleagues in commercial radio who will be coming on the air for up next year. Gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen of London and of the country, a Happy New Year.
And a Happy New Year, everybody. There we are. A quick toss of the old scotch. Hang on a minute.
Beautiful.
Right. Hello, Ken. Ken Guy has just come in. The LBC News.
Ken Guy as well.
He's smelt the taste of scotch. Would you like to wish everybody a Happy New Year, Ken?
Yes, all the very best to all listeners for this year. And it's my first New Year celebration in Britain, and it's going to be quite a night, I think.
It's
time we get into the early hours.
Tell me, Ken, what are they doing in Australia?
At the moment, they're getting up. It's four minutes past 10 in the morning, and they're just getting up and getting over their hangovers.
I tell you what, we have a piper outside. Can we just get one of the pipers in?
A piper?
An actual bagpipe, because, you know,
good heavens.
New Year's Eve is, in fact, the Feast of the Scotch. And we've heard a lot from Radio Clyde, so you just hang on. I'm going to go grab this piper. Come in, sir, with the pipes.
And into the studio comes a real live piper. And how about a quick burst on the pipes to see us into 1974, sir?
1974,
here we go.
What an amazing instrument that
is. It is, isn't it?
It really is. He's all dressed up in the full tartan.
Thank you.
Absolutely tremendous.
And many thanks indeed, and a very happy new year to you as well. I'm really sure Dennis has got a wee dram for you as well.
I think
we'll be hearing some more from you a little bit later on.
I've been converted over to the Scottish way of thinking. I'll be up there in the Highlands on a haggis shoot next week.
Okay, I think right now it's about time we return to a bit of music. Let's get into 1974 with another hit from 1973. Here's the sound of Wizard and See My Baby Jive.
That's how broadcast possible.
Sure, it is.
And with that, we are going to go back to the studio to Paul, and we look forward to the pleasure of your company very shortly, don't we, Sarah?
Yes, in 1974.
Right.
Here's to the winners. Lift up the glasses. Here's to the...
See my baby die.
Wish you the happiest of New Years. You know, there are 365 new days out there. For no man do they come that easy. For no woman, that simple. There have always been problems. Safe to say, whatever the century, whatever the year, whatever the date, there always will be. But there's always the human spirit.
Here's to the winners. All of us can be.
Hoping you have the happiest of years in 1974. Happy New Year from all of us at Warner Brothers Records.
And now Capital returns you to the Albert Hall and Sarah Ward and David Simons.
On the 11th of July, a Boeing 707 of Brazilian Varig Airlines crashed at Orly, killing 122 people. David Bedford at Crystal Palace created a world record for the 10,000 metres at 27 minutes 31 seconds. In spite of worldwide protests, France exploded a nuclear device on an island in the Pacific. The pound fell, bringing the total devaluation from December 1971 to nearly 19.5%. On the 27th, the Bank of England's lending rate rose to a record level of 11.5%. In the Isle of Ely and Ripon by-elections, the Liberals, Mr. C. Freud and Mr. D. Ostick, won the seats from the Conservatives. A second team of astronauts docked with the space station Skylab. They returned on September the 25th after 59 days in space. 18 miners were killed on the 30th of July when a cage crashed 1,320 feet at Markham Colliery in Derbyshire. And a pilot crashed to his death in the Lake District after flying his Beagle pup under Tower Bridge in London. And that was the news for July 1973.
And indeed it was, the news for July 1973. Once again, a report there from John Forrest, who apparently has just disappeared under about 50 million people in Trafalgar Square and won't be reporting back in about 2 minutes' time as we expected. But never mind, we hope to see John fairly shortly.
Indeed, we do. Let's have a little look at what we've got coming up next. In fact, we've got all kinds of great things coming up right the way through till 1 o'clock on
Tony Fox at the
New
moment.
New Year's
is,
morning spectacular.
Tony Fox at the moment is trying to read off paper that has been absolutely inundated by champagne.
Tell you what I've dug up though, Stuart. Right, bring a little bit of sanity to the proceedings. Has 1973 been the year of glam rock?
The year of what?
Glam rock.
Yes, I'm sitting here with my lipstick and my dress on at the moment.
I think it has, actually. We've had people like David Bowie on the scene, to name but one. We've also had Gary Glitter. Now, Gary Glitter was in the charts fairly recently. Can you remember what he was in the charts with there? I've got a lot of admiration for this man's musical talent. Tell you what, we're going to go into another piece of music.
I'll tell you what, just before that, do you know who got married in 1973?
After that you told me, didn't you?
For a 10-point bonus, who got married in 1973?
Princess Anne and Mark Phillips.
Wrong. Musha Diane and Jeremy Thorpe, but not to each other, need I say.
Tell you what, hey, I've just suddenly realised, let's have a little look at what the weather situation's going to be.
You've always wanted to do the weather, haven't you, Tony?
I have.
Here we go. It's Laurie West impression time.
This is it. For all LBC listeners all over London, this is the weather prospects for the first part of 1974. Not 1973, as I said. And it reads that during the first month of 1974, the southeast is likely to remain mainly dry, with frost on some nights. Over the month, there are likely to be sharp variations in weather, with short cold spells. Temperatures will be about average, and rainfall probably below average for this time of year. And here is a roundup of the temperatures up and down the country. Birmingham 48, London 49, Burnley 46, and Manchester 47, and London goes on to meet Birmingham in the final. Were we talking about Gary Glitter?
No, we weren't, because we've got to do something else now, Tony, after all that. No, you have succeeded in writing Gary Glitter right out of our script, in point of fact. What we've got to do now is remember the fact that 1973 saw commercial radio come to Great Britain. And, of course, London Broadcasting were the first commercial radio station on the air on the 8th of October. And then on the 16th of October, there followed Capital Radio, our colleagues over there at Euston Tower. Now, at the moment, Capital Radio are also holding their own party, and we're going to switch across now to Capital's party and hopefully join up with Sarah Ward and also David Simons.
Now that you have learned to play this game with me, you see it's not so hard to do.
La, 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 la.
Try once again with some more carefully, and I'm sure the winner will be you. Put your hands in the air, to a double time. To and fine. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the March of the Months. Take your partners.
The Texas Sunday morning, how I long to be there with Maria's waiting for me there in the Lord's city.
Oh, good heavens! Do you know the way to Amarillo, made famous by Tony?
Oh, blimey! Oh, I've just congered all the way from the Albert Hall. Do you know that? I really have. Am I back in time?
I tell you what, we must thank our friends over there at the Albert Hall, Capital Radio, enjoying their very own party. And how about that? A link up of all three commercial radio stations, Radio Clyde a little bit earlier on, Capital Radio now, and ourselves, London Broadcasting.
We've got the world at our fingertips, haven't we, really? At the push of a button.
At the push of a button, and they're all there at our beck and call. And also, I have a little suspicion we may even return to Capital Radio just a little bit later on.
Talking about Gary Glitter.
Oh, you're not talking about Gary Glitter again.
Oh, we must have Gary Glitter. I mean, you can't blow him out. I really admire that.
You're
man.
Absolutely right. Where did he finish in the charts? He finished in the top-selling singles artist charts at number 2. Blow him out. We're not having Glitter.
I make it number 49.
Number 49?
Number 49. According to my sheet, number 49, Gary Glitter, with the record that I want everybody to play.
And it's called?
It's called I Love You, Love Me, Love.